Hello, thanks for joining me. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. It's time for our weekly rendezvous with our popular Latin lover, whom I quiz today about climate change in the Himalayas, but inevitably ends up speaking to me about a Roman emperor.
Were the Romans environmentalists, do you think?
No. I mean, they saw some things had to be done, you know, like canals built and...
lakes drained.
Yeah, that they understand, but, you know, world climate and world warming, they didn't.
Well, they wouldn't have screamed from rooftops that God,
no,
that
no.
God is green.
No, no,
How'd
no.
How'd you say that in Latin?
What, that God is green? It was really disaster.
They wouldn't have screamed from rooftops.
Domorum fastigius, non exclamavicent. Would not have screamed, Deus vidi disest, God is green. They would not have done that. Well, no one understood that stuff in those days.
Well, maybe the Stoics would have done
that. They had a vision of the world complex, the Stoics did. Mm. But I don't know about ecology, I don't know.
They believed in
the totality of creation, they did. Mm. Yes, they did.
Mm. Were there lots of Stoics around in Roman times?
Oh, there always were. Of course, Seneca was the big one, the big Roman representative of Stoicism.
Okay, well, let's dedicate this piece to Seneca. I'm going to take you to the rooftop of the world. What's that?
Where is that?
The Himalaya.
Okay.
How do you say the rooftop?
Orbis Cacumine, in the highest point of the world.
I'm going to tell you something that will make your skin crawl. Huh. How do you say making one's skin crawl in Latin?
What does that mean?
Feeling uncomfortable. It makes you cringe. I don't know.
Faccia ad nascio ego nascio. Bene. Go on.
You won't answer my questions. I'm going to speak about the Himalaya melting. Glacial lakes, this is an article I found, pose a new peril as ice turns to water. So how do you say that?
Lacus glaciales novum afferunt periculum. Ice turns to water.
Yeah.
Glaciae in aquam transiunte. Ice turning over into water.
This is an alarm. This is a real alarm. This is serious stuff. How do you say this is serious stuff? It's a real alarm.
Roxime seria.
Alarm? How do you say
est
alarm?
Admonitio gravissima. I don't know anything about the Himalayas.
In 1994, a mile-long glacial lake near Bhutan's border with Tibet ruptured catastrophically. And how do you say rupturing catastrophically?
Oh, my Lord. What is the lake ruptus est in calamitatem? Mm.
Over a period of several hours, just think, the entire lake, more than a billion cubic feet of water, emptied out, sending a rampaging torrent down valley that swept away an artisan's colony near the town of Punaka, killing 23 people. Okay, let's just translate. More than a billion cubic feet of water emptied out.
Sending... Oh, I just say a billion, you can't say this. Well, you can say it in Latin.
You can write it.
You can write it. You can say Milena, Milia... cuporum cuborum aquae evacuae facta sunt. We're emptied.
Emptied out, sending a rampaging torrent down valley that swept away
Quae
a village.
Torrentem devastantem in valem direxerunt.
Global warming has forced into retreat virtually all of these thousands of glaciers.
Hey, global warming, they're going. Calefactio planetae. In recessum coagit. What?
Yes. Global warming has forced into retreat virtually all of these glaciers, which are shrinking.
Denique tandem omnes. Glaciarum moles.
During the Little Ice Age, which ended as recently as 150 years ago, glaciers slowly bulldozed horseshoe-shaped rubble and ice down valley. Oh, so let's translate. Little ice age.
Many, many, many. Parva glaciae etas.
Changing the subject. The Romans had ice houses, didn't they?
No.
Yes, they did.
Ice houses where?
They didn't. Okay.
I mean, where? I mean, where? There wasn't much ice unless they were up in the North Pole and where there's
they
ice.
They kept ice in the Alps. They kept ice. They took it from the snow and they put it into the houses.
I understand, but they had ice houses like the Eskimos is another story.
I mean houses where they kept ice.
Oh, ice houses, not ice houses. Well, yeah, they used the ice in their wine and they imported ice. And you were supposed to put ice in your wine.
They eat ice creams.
Cool. Oh, yeah. Oh, they had all that stuff.
Lemon sorbets.
Yeah, sorbet, yeah. I don't know how they kept the ice. They kept it in salt or something like that.
Getting back to our little ice age, glaciers slowly bulldozed horseshoe-shaped rubble and ice down valley. Moraines, horseshoe-shaped moraines. Too difficult.
Well, it's not. You can describe it. Propellerunt terram et solum in formam calcei equini, a horse's shoe, which means nothing, of course.
Well, it's curved.
Yeah, okay.
The moraine, which is this rubble, this material, is turned into the geologic equivalent of Swiss cheese.
Oh, my Lord, deliver us. Ecteram transfigurator in id quod, into that which Casius Helveticus digitur, is called Swiss cheese.
It's sad.
Oh, that's enough.
It's terrible, isn't it? I told you it would make your skin crawl.
You can do it. You can do it. You just have to think for a moment, heaven's sakes alive.
Now, let's go for a walk in the Himalaya now. We wander through lush yak meadows.
And what is yak? I don't know what a yak is.
We wander through lush meadows. How do you say that?
Florida ambulamos per prata.
Ravens clack and prattle.
Oh, Lord, deliver us. Ravens are what? Corvi croccant. Corvi croccant et joblaterant. That's not the right word, but anyway.
As they wheel above us.
Circumvolantes, that's all right.
And I scan the surrounding peaks with my binoculars.
Et perspicillo meo per lustro apices circumdantes. That I can say.
Are you concerned about the environment?
No, I don't feel it. I'm sorry.
What worries you most about the environment? The lack of water that we're going to get? Or
no,
flooding?
I don't know this. Here in Rome, I just don't see it. I don't see this. I don't see the emergency. From the newspapers, everyone's talking about this. And they had pictures the other day how low the Tiber is. Well, then, of course, you say, ooh, I don't know what's going on.
Claudius built a channel to go to the port of Ostia, didn't he?
He built a harbour out at Ostia, where he sunk the famous ship there as a lighthouse. Mm. He didn't build a channel. He built a harbour out there. He extended the harbour of Ostia, like the river, and he put a whole new thing out there, which they discovered a few years ago, you know. You know, the famous ship that brought the obelisk at St. Peter's?
Mm-hmm.
So that was Caligula, and they built the biggest ship in the world to transport this thing. You didn't know this?
No, I never know anything.
From Alexandria, Cairo, and Egypt, down the Nile, up to Rome? Well, they had about 25,000 bushels of lentils or something as ballast. It was the biggest ship in the world to get that thing at St. Peter's Square here to Rome. About 40 tons or whatever the thing is, I don't even know. Which Caligula did. And of course, the ship is sitting there. They got the thing and they got the obelisk here in the Circus of Nero, parallel to St. Peter's Basilica today. But anyway, this ship is sitting out there, and Ostia was sitting there, this massive thing, the biggest ship in the world. Well, Claudius, intelligent man, said, I'm going to use this ship as part of my breakwater. No, he was going to build this new harbor, which he did. And he said, part of the breakwater way out there, I'm going to sink this ship and put a lighthouse on it, which is extremely intelligent.
Was that the first lighthouse ever?
Yeah, I mean, for the Romans, yes.
How does one say lighthouse?
Pharos. Which, of course, Pharos in the east, one of the wonders of the world. And so Claudius had this ship sunk with stones and everything else and supported below with pillars. You can't believe this thing. This is Claudius. It's very beautiful. It's all described in Suetonius. And then he had a tower put, instead of like the mast of the ship, he had a tower put up there. And on the top of the tower, he had a place for fires. And at night, he had people lighting fires up there so that the ships coming in could see the fire and direct their journey into the harbor. This is Claudius.
How do you say all that in Latin?
Oh, I'm not going to say it all right now. And the fact is, if you go to Ostia right now, you can see mosaics there, you know, in the square of the corporations. And you see this thing like an island and this tower and fires up on top. And those were the fires of Claudius's lighthouse out at Ostia. They found about a few years ago, they found some of the foundations of these things out in the water.
Amazing.
Oh, out of this world. It was extremely intelligent. He didn't know what to do with this ship. And so he sunk the whole thing like an island. It was so big. He sunk the thing and put a lighthouse on the top with fires there. And he said, you know, incendius or something. Navicola dirigerentur. That the ships would be, or navicole, would be directed by the fires on the top of the tower. And you can still see, as I say, in Ostia, if you go out there, you see these mosaics all over the place. And one of the symbols, almost like a postage stamp, of Ostia was this, like an island with this tower and the fires up on top, which was Claudius's lighthouse. And we're so smart today, we're not smart at all.
Yeah, well, we would need the Romans to deal with our environmental problem. How'd you say that?
Yeah. Ejeremos hodie Romanus qui difficultatem nostram ambituum locorum solverent.
They would solve our problems. They would have found a solution to
They were very practical.
To the lakes.
Very, very practical.
In the Himalayas.
They weren't philosophical like the Greeks, you know, and art and dancing and all music. They didn't understand that stuff. But they were extremely practical.
They were engineers, in a sense. The engineer mentality.
And the organizers and laws and streets and all that stuff. Ooh, the Romans were good.
A huge thank you there to our popular Latin lover. He's Carmelite father, Reginald Foster, and he's currently working in the Vatican as the Pope's own Latinist. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.